This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me on Target. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and it's my pleasure to talk to you every week about subjects that we think are interesting and topical and important and educational and exciting, I think, for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. I can't believe, truthfully, that I'm talking about this subject now. It just seems to me it was summer, and we were talking about Canal Side, and we were wearing shorts, and we were complaining it was too hot, and now here I am about to talk to you about not only a winter activity, but an activity that has the word winter in the name. I can't decide how. What do you think? I'm asking Kevin. It's depressing, though, isn't it? I don't know. It's a little depressing. But my friend Sharon Metz told me recently about this company that was very well known in Canada for about fireworks and about this activity, this something called the Winter Festival of Lights that takes place in, I'm going to guess, Niagara Falls, Canada?
Yes.
I'm hoping. And she said it wasn't that far away, even though I wanted to pretend it was like months and months. Truthfully, it's not that far away. So I thought, okay, I will find out about it for you, my devoted listeners, because you're probably already out there holiday shopping, for all I know, and making plans for what you're going to be doing during the holiday. And if you're holiday shopping, you're way ahead of me, of course. But in the meanwhile, there's so much going on, as we know, that we have to make plans, you know, for starting November, December, for sure. And I thought, well, it's never too soon to find out about a new activity that I wasn't familiar with and that Sharon said was really exciting and fun, and it's called the Winter Festival of Lights. So in the studio with us today is Tina Myers, who's the executive director of the Winter Festival of Lights, and David Weissall, yes,
correct,
who is the president of the fireworks company that provides the beautiful fireworks, exciting, wonderful fireworks, I'm assuming, and I've been told, but I've never been there. But all of you that are listening are going to find out about it with me today, with Kevin and I, because we thought this would be fun to talk about, right? So thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Tina, and thank you, David. And first of all, I never heard of this. So, Tina, how long has there been a Winter Festival of Lights in Canada?
The Winter Festival of Lights is going on its 36th anniversary, so it has
been
around for a while.
I know you're just saying that to make me feel bad.
No, it's
yes, you are. Yes,
it's been going on for quite some time, and actually, before it started in Niagara Falls, Ontario, it was actually on the U.S. side, and it would go binationally on both sides of the border, and now it continues to go on an 8-kilometer route in Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Can you talk like American 8 kilometers? Is that a lot?
It's 5 miles.
Oh, it goes 5 miles. All right, so this is like right over the bridge. Like, where are the 5 miles physically that this takes place?
Right along the Niagara Parkway. So it's quite easy to get there. We're right over the Rainbow Bridge. And we have over 3 million lights all along the parkway that are just beautiful. Some of them are interactive, and we have different programming that takes place every day for 3 months long.
Starting
November the 3rd, so that's this weekend.
Oh, it is. Oh, my gosh. Okay, no wonder we're talking. I can't believe it's November the 3rd. That's really, it's really depressing. You know, people are always saying how upset they are that we start everything, like, before Halloween, like, before the summer's even over, they're bringing out, like, lights and doing, but in a way, I guess it's exciting for people to look forward to it, right?
Absolutely.
It's something to look forward to, I think, you know, and brightens up. So explain how this started. What was the theory behind it?
This originated in 1982 when the stakeholders of Niagara Falls came together and said, you know, pretty much we close up Niagara Falls in the off season. We want a reason for people to keep coming and visiting the destination. So what they did was they came up with this light festival, and they had only a few light displays, but they were very iconic. So each of the buildings illuminated. So the Skylon Tower, it illuminated like a giant Christmas tree. There was an old Ferris wheel that was a wreath. The Minolta Tower back then was a giant Christmas a candle, and then there was a giant Christmas present on the old Best Western. So each one of these buildings went all out, and then by 1992 they introduced Disney. So they had all these Disney displays, these old wildlife displays, and since then, in the last 5 years, we have changed over once again to have all different kinds of illuminations that are more innovative in technology.
What does that mean? And you kind of mentioned interactive.
That's right.
And innovative. How does that work?
So some of the displays that we have are, we have 16 illuminated seesaws that are spread out through Queen Victoria Park, as well as there's a keyboard that's going to be there, and you play the keys and the lights in front of you will all illuminate in different colors. So the idea was to get people out of their cars and moving around the destination. We have 3D projection mapping on the side of buildings. We have illuminations choreographed to music like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So there are lots of illuminations, and it's a beautiful park setting, so you can get out of your car, walk through the light displays. We also have a drivable route as well. So it's a lot of fun for the young and the young at heart.
So I guess people are listening and saying, what an idiot she is that she never heard of this. It's been going on all these years. And probably all my listeners are saying, we go there all the time. But in case you're like me and you are just learning about it, it sounds so exciting. I want to talk to David for a minute. So you have the fireworks company that is called...
It's called after my name, David Weissel International Fireworks.
Okay. And how long have you had that? How long have you had that?
Oh, I've been doing fireworks a long, long time, all my working life. But the company, this particular company, was incorporated in 1999.
Now, people love fireworks. You know, I think Americans love it probably as much as anybody, because every time there is, well, of course, the July 4th, and I can't think of other times over. We have the Bisons playing, and when it's nice in summer, we have fireworks every Friday here. But I don't know if it's something that would be associated with like cold weather or non-summer times.
Well, you mentioned summer. We've done all of the fireworks at Niagara Falls for the summer series for the last 19 years, and associated with that, we also do the winter series. And as Tina was saying earlier, the light program has developed over those years. Well, so has the fireworks. And people love fireworks. People like to be close to fireworks. People like the noise. The hotels are full. All the rooms with falls view and fireworks view, all the hotels are full. So they're some of our main sponsors. And it's just an exciting time. And it's... we fire a little bit earlier in the winter so that the kids can see everything at 9 o'clock, and other than the regular winter festival series, which generally runs on Fridays after the start of the festival, it's enhanced again this year. So on the 3rd of November there'll be two displays, one at 8 o'clock, one at 9 o'clock, and subsequent to that there'll be shows every Friday at 9 o'clock until the end of January, with the exception that every day during Christmas week there's a show.
I just was, when you said it, thinking to myself, even though we do put it in our minds together with summer and nice weather, there are places, you know, and that are exciting where they have fireworks all year round.
True.
I was thinking about Vegas, Las Vegas.
A little bit better weather than this.
Yeah, I know. It's not associated with winter because it is nice there, but I was thinking about what a big thing it is like at the Bellagio. There's a hotel in Vegas where they have it. Now, explain a little about fireworks itself. I think people are always curious. What's the how do you do it? What's the magic? Could you tell us like how it's made?
Again, something that's developed over the years. In the old days, it used to be, let's light this by hand and see what happens, and then we'll light another one, light another one, and that kind of situation. But over the last 10, 15 years or so, the technology's improved, and now pretty well everything is computerized. So we sit down in a nice warm office and in front of the computer and do our magic, as you call it, and create a program, and then it's fairly easy then, once we get on site, even if it is winter, to have a nice display.
And you get, I noticed that they're not only computerized, but music, a lot of music is involved, which didn't used to be.
Yes, and in fact, I'm just going to ask Tita to introduce the Cascades of Fire International Fireworks Competition, and then I can get involved with some of the technical details.
Great. Sure.
Okay. Actually, it was David approached me a few years back and said, you really have to do an international fireworks competition in Niagara Falls. This will bring lots of people, and he was very excited about it. And it's something that he has been trying to bring to Niagara Falls for a very long time, because David being in Niagara Falls, doing fireworks shows for the last 19 years and being a competitor in countries around the world, he wanted this to be in a place that he's done work for a very long time. Last year we started in a year and a half ago, we started in the planning stages of doing an international fireworks competition. And this is going to take place over 6 days in Niagara Falls. And so we have November 9th, 10th, and 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th at 9 o'clock. And these will be 18-minute long shows synchronized to music on Star 102.5. And we have China, Finland, Brazil, Vietnam, and Italy that will be competing for the champion. And then Team Canada will do the finale. So we're really excited about this. We have people from all around the world that have put their minds together to put off these beautiful shows that will be over 1,500 feet spread and up to 1,200 feet high. So I don't know if David wants to explain a little bit more about this. This is kind of
so
his baby
exciting.
As well.
Okay.
Well, the first thing is, of course, they're going to be spectacular. For the spread out that kind of distance and that kind of height, yes. I mean, everybody's going to see them. It's something to see. As Tina said, we've taken part in fireworks competitions in many places throughout the world. Fireworks competitions bring in big crowds. I remember we've done a couple of shows in Da Nang, Vietnam, 400,000 people watching per night. It's crazy. We expect big crowds here. Okay, it's winter. It may not be 400,000 people, but there'll be big crowds. And as I said, the shows are going to be spectacular. What happens is that we give each team a list of product that they can use. They respond eventually by giving me back a program, a script for their display. I convert that to our equipment and our computer system, and we do the rest of the work. Our crews will be the main people that are assembling these items on site, and the two people from each team will be in to supervise that we're doing it as they had envisioned. So everything should be fine. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and get big crowds and everybody's happy.
What's an example of, is there like a theme that you gave them, or does everyone come up with
it? Our theme is Once Upon a Time in the Country, whatever it is. And to some extent they'll be judged on that as well, to see how that truly represents their country.
What is who are going to be the judges of this?
Well, we have 12 judges that will be coming out, and there's a few of our, you know, kind of celebrity status and politicians, but then we have some experts in fireworks. Actually, one is David Weisel's daughter, who has obviously grown up in the world of fireworks, and we have a few other people in the light and sound kind of world, where they're familiar with synchronization and the arts and kind of the color schemes and things like that. So we'll be looking for a lot of different things. I've learned a lot in this last year. It's been very interesting working with David.
Another 50 years, Tina, you'll be okay.
I was going to ask you. Tina mentioned some of the, I was thinking about, like, what are the criteria that you would judge, or that a judge would use, because I'm just like a, what do you call it, a passenger, a looker, a voyeur, you know, of fireworks. So I wouldn't know, like, what was, I mean, everyone, every time you see them, one seems better than the other, and everyone's go, ooh, ooh, you know, that famous ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you, Tina mentioned, and you probably have more information on what the criteria would be like. Probably you mentioned following the theme, creativity,
yeah,
light, sound,
use of color.
I don't know, use of color.
Synchronization is very important.
These, with the music, you mean?
Yes, yeah, and these effects are often to a tenth of a second or even better. Thanks to 102.5, they'll be broadcasting the music live. We'll have several areas within the Niagara Parks area where spectators are likely to gather, so that they will hear the music, and we will be linked to our people on the ground with the sound. So we will receive a time code that's embedded into the sound, and that's basically fires the computer, and 18 minutes later, everybody's cheering.
Now, I'm really surprised to find out that you mentioned these other countries. And I guess, I hope I'm not the only one that thinks of fireworks as really very American. But obviously, it's not.
There are so many international competitions throughout the world now. Probably 30 major competitions. And I've known all of these teams for quite a while now. I've worked with them, so I know they're capable of doing what they're supposed to do. But these are just a handful of the maybe 100 teams throughout the world that take part in these competitions.
I just want to interrupt in case you just tuned in to my dear listeners, and you could be listening to this on 102.5, actually, so if you're up early in the morning and listening. But as you know, we're on several stations, and we hope you listen to us, and I'm talking about On Target, which is the show, and I'm Penny Wolfgang, and today in the studio with us is Tina Miles, who's the executive director of the Winter Festival of Lights in, do we say Niagara Falls, Canada, or just say Canada, or how do you phrase it?
We usually say Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
Either way.
All right. Okay. And also David Weisel, and David is the president of the fireworks company, named after him, that is providing the fireworks that we've been talking about during this festival of lights. And it's called, now when you say Cascade of Fire, is that the name of the event, of the International Fireworks event, or of the entire festival?
So there's the Ontario Power Generation Winter Festival of Lights is our main festival that runs for 3 months long. Under our kind of corporate umbrella, we started a new festival called Cascades of Fire. And this will run again on November 9th, 10th, and 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
So we got enough warning, because it's early enough that we're talking about this on the air. Now let's just talk about the rest of the festival. You mentioned lights are strung along the a very long 5 miles or a big however long, and then there's people you can drive in their car, or they can get out of their car automobile and walk around. Is there, you're describing a park, there's a park involved.
That's correct. It's the Niagara Parkway. So right when you come over the Rainbow Bridge, you would turn left, and that entire route there going up towards Chippewa is where we have illuminations. The main illumination hub is kind of Dufferin Islands area. However, up into the city, moving on to Falls View Boulevard and Victoria Avenue, we have another section of illuminations, and then right on through Lundy's Lane. So these are all pretty much our tourist areas, and people come from all over to come see all the lights. It's there's some that are interactive, and there's some that are just beautiful to see, or obviously to get that selfie.
Oh, that's good. Yes, if you're listening and you do that, it would be beautiful. It's probably like a winter wonderland. I mean, the timing and the way it looks, right?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking so. It's very photographic. Now, what I think you mentioned, if there were other activities taking place during this period.
That's right. So our first Saturday, this Saturday, is our opening festivities in the park. So we'll have a lot of children's entertainment, ice walls, and different things for kids and families to do together. There will be food vendors. And then it goes into a concert in the afternoon. So we have some country artists that will be performing, a little bit of crossover R&B and some blues, and then back to some country. Then we will end it off with the fireworks over the falls, and then that kind of kicks off the entire festival. We'll have the Cascades of Fire International Fireworks Competition that will take place over the course of the next few weeks, and we have a tree lighting ceremony on November the 16th. There's also a Christmas market that will be all in that location. So that's right at Queen Victoria Restaurant. Moving into...
people love Christmas market because they go to Germany and Austria and many places in Europe to attend. And it's hard to find one, I think, here in the United States or Canada.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's very special.
It's an exciting one. And then we also have our Deck the Falls holiday tour. And this goes to 15 locations where it's a culinary and wine experience where people can go and stop in at the different places. And it's really affordable. It's I believe it's $37.99 Canadian. So come on over and get your tickets. And that includes 13 stops, and you'll get wine or culinary experience at each of the locations, different... hot apple cider, spiced hot apple cider, of course. There's roasted marshmallows over a campfire. And then there's carriage rides down past the falls, trip up the Skylon Tower. That's all included in that package. So it's a wonderful activity, and that takes place over 3 weekends in December. Then we have New Year's Eve in the park, done by the Niagara Parks Commission and the City of Niagara Falls. Then we move in to January. There's going to be the Ice Wine Festival, as well as a pop-up dinner theater, which details are to come. And there's still a few other little activities that go on. Like, it is pretty much programming all along. Beauty and the Beast is also playing, so you can get your tickets to see Beauty and the Beast in December. Yeah, there's lots going on.
In Niagara Falls, or in Toronto, where is it
all
playing?
In Niagara Falls.
Yeah, well, where would it be? Is there a theater?
There is a theater at the Scotiabank Convention Center. So that's where we'll be selling tickets, and you can go to our website for more information.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. David, do people, when they enter this competition, to view it, does it cost money? And second of all, does it cost money to enter it, to be part of the competition? And is there a prize? What do people get when they... if they're the winners?
Well, I'll work from the prize aspect.
Yeah, okay.
The biggest thing in these competitions is pride, bragging rights. But there are cash prizes for first, second, and third. So it's $5,000 Canadian dollars, which is not very much in US dollars.
It is big. It is a very
and
I, big
And then I think
event.
It's $3,000 and $2,000 for second and third. Generally, these competitions start off by invitation only. As I said earlier, I've known these people for a number of years now and worked with them. And so obviously you go with some of the people that you know. But already Tina's had requests from other countries, other companies for next year. So it's expanding. That's people sweet. Are getting to know all about it. And of course it's Niagara Falls, and everybody knows Niagara Falls. So there's another string to the bow, so to speak. You know, I don't think it's going to be difficult for Tina to get teams to come to Niagara Falls. Everybody knows it.
Oh, right. It is one of the 10 wonders of the world. Yep. I made that up, but I think it is anyway. But the main thing is it is a great tourist attraction, so probably it's a great place, we hope, and it's a great place to have a competition like this.
Yes.
Because everyone,
yes.
If you travel anywhere in Europe or where in England or, you know, the UK, and you say where you come from, like, it's easier. I always try, you know, instead of saying I'm from Buffalo or, you know, Williamsville or whatever, yeah. I always say, well, it's near Niagara Falls. Or,
yes,
you know,
that's so, right.
Because people know it.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
This has been a part of your, in the 30-some-odd years that it's been going on, it's just expanded and expanded, right, as part of the tourist industry, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the inaugural year, it was like 25,000 people to the festival. And now today we have 1.6 million visitors and an economic impact of $60 million.
That's large. That's big. And as you said, I can understand that it just kept growing and growing as people would know more about it. And for the millionth time, in case you just tuned in or forgot, we are talking about the Winter Festival of Lights in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Okay. Now, you mentioned before that people can get information about this online, so you want to just you know, really spell it out and be exactly where people can go to find out. Because there's so much that's going on, it wouldn't be possible for them to remember unless they're writing down, unless you're keeping notes, folks, which would be good. But otherwise, you have to go to this website.
So the website, it's nice and easy. It's WFOL.com.
WF as in Frank, O-L.
.com.
What is that? Winter Festival of Lights. Okay, we got it. .com. And they can find everything. Well, thank you so much to Tina Miles, the executive director of the Winter Festival of Lights, and David Weishall, who taught us a lot. I really think everyone is so fascinated with fireworks, and it's such a, it's just a kind of a fun aspect, no matter when you say or when you think about it. It's always a good thing. It's a happy thing.
Happy. That's
happy.
Right.
It is a happy thing. So whether it's regarding a holiday, or now it's a festival, or team, you know, sports.
All manner of things now.
Yeah.
Gender reveals, for example.
I know.
That's
yeah.
a new one.
Oh, really?
Yes,
well, I never heard that.
Yeah.
You know? Or just holidays in general. And yes, yeah. David, it is a happy thought. So thank you for making On Target happy today. And although I said it's kind of early to think about the winter, at least we're talking about something that'll be fun to look forward to. Please join us again next week for On Target. Have a good week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.